263.
San bonani linjani ikamalamingu awakhiwe umuzo omhle wakosifanda. And my stage name is AWA, African Women Arise. And I'm a female MC from the city of Kings, going to Tuziyathunqa, komfazi utshaya indoda iqamu la ibhuqe. And you are tuned in to Capital 263, keep it real Fridays.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celestine. And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce. And it's the month of April and Easter madness around the corner.
Yep, it's Easter Friday today.
Easter Friday.
Yeah, please.
Are you traveling?
No.
Why not?
Anamari.
Okay, I'm traveling.
Flago. Nemariani.
And now Ngumari, but I'm traveling.
Nemariani.
Whoever's. But yeah, let's
Which
just
sugar mama
into...
did you hook up with this time?
My goodness.
Anyway, straight into the news.
My goodness. Straight into the news. Let's just address a few things. We received some backlash from last week.
We always receive backlash.
We always do, but this one was like a bit on a level up, on a bigger scale. And we received some love as well, you know. I'll read some of the stuff. But anyway, I think Chango will send out like some screenshots and stuff after I get permission. Because they said some funny stuff
on Twitter.
But yeah, how do you feel about last week's episode, Brian?
I'll be honest with you, man. A lot of things could have been handled better.
Mm.
And some people are thinking that we wanted to shoot him down.
Your estrogen levels are quite high.
Look, man, I think I confused the lines between being an interviewer and being a fan.
Being a stan,
whatever the fuck, yeah. Being a stan, whatever you want to call it, the lines were blurred, and there were some things that he said that affected me in a way I should have handled.
And vice versa, I'm sure.
Yeah, but
or maybe he can speak for himself. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, truth of the matter is, I lost my cool. And I'd like to apologize to Tin Diamond and his crew, and Amara Brown was in here as well. And his affiliates and all the listeners of Keep It Real Fridays. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, I should have asked them the questions, but, you know, getting the emotions involved, I don't think that was very necessary. And also, there was artwork going around on Facebook that Cashbit.
Oh, the apologies are done already?
I said I'm sorry.
You didn't apologize to me, nigga.
Fuck you. Anyway, I wanted to say there was some artwork that was going around that Cashbit is dropping Ventilation 4.
And the artwork was nice. What a waste.
That was Bright 360's deal, man. I don't know what the fuck is up with that dude. There's no diss track.
Just bring out something.
There's no diss track coming out for Tin Diamond.
That nice artwork can go to waste.
Well, Cashbit told me he was about to, but then he put it aside. It was actually recorded and shit. But... he put it aside. It's not. I don't think it's gonna drop. I think he's gonna give 10 in his inbox.
Okay.
Yeah.
And hopefully 10 will just share it with the rest of the world.
If he wants to drop it, he can drop it.
I heard the song though, but I guess it's all up.
Shut up.
It's all up to 10 Diamond. If he's gonna share it with the rest of the world.
Anyway, there's no love lost between me and 10 Diamond. Let that be clear. There's no beef or anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's not much else.
Nothing else. And moving along, there were some interesting music releases and video releases this week.
Mile
from Various.
Oh, he dropped Trading Hours. Woo wee! That thing is just a roller coaster of emotions, man.
Highly anticipated.
Woo! That kid needs to follow up with that shit, man. We need videos. We need fucking shows, man.
What's your favorite tracks on the project?
Muchitaura. Yeah, okay. Which is weird for Mile to name something in Shona, but okay. Yeah.
Salad. My home salad.
Muchitaura. And also Damaged Goods. There's a song called Damaged Goods? Yeah. Mm. Oh, that kid went really emotional on that item. In fact, the whole thing is just a story.
Yeah, I even saw some reactions from other peers in the industry. I saw MC Cut say, Verseless and Mile are like Drake and 40 when they like really going in and stuff. So that's a huge compliment.
There's serious chemistry between Mile and Verseless.
Yeah.
Philo. Pause.
Yeah. Moving along. Today we're just keeping it snippy and short and whatnot.
The interview got a bit
and
long.
And Coco Master Zim is shooting a video for Tell Me featuring Hubie Blakes. And he's going to do like a challenge to find his leading lady. Because I was just having a conversation with him. Like, dude, you know what? Don't take too long. I know it's hard to like find the right one. Just put it out there. Put a call out and they'll flock in and you'll get the right one.
I got a challenge for him.
Mm,
I think he should get a woman who's as natural as possible, who reflects a natural female beauty. None of these makeup pasted what chichi. Any natural.
POY did the same. Remember that chick with the
bullet hole in the leg?
You know, natural.
The thing with POI's thing is her ladies were revealing too much.
Okay.
You understand? They needed to be toned. But our leading lady was Coco Master.
Yeah.
She needs to be like natural because I'm sure the video won't be like skimpy.
I'm
hoping.
Okay. Anyway, I'll pass on the message and I'm sure even if you're listening, Coco Master.
Mm-hmm.
You just heard some free advice from Brian Willis over here. And just to wrap up on the news and jump into a song we're going to drop in a bit by, is it Mike or Mick? Jengua, Roller Coaster, featuring Maniac Breezy.
Maniac Breezy.
Yeah.
The producer write that shit.
The producer.
Hashtag.
Fire the producer. Nigga scribbling like a grade 2.
Maybe he wants to be a doctor.
Oh, this guy.
Busy writing with his left foot.
But anyway, let's get into this new tune.
Yeah.
And we've got some people dropping, having like an event, right?
Yeah, there's an event coming up. And they're going to just tell us a bit about that. So stay tuned.
It's just so much today. Keep it real Fridays.
Brian Willis.
Silatine.
Hey, yo, good people, it's the boy M.I.K. Manjengwe, listening to Keep It Real Fridays. This song that is about to drop for you is something straight out of my new project album coming out soon, titled The Legend Status. Producer, Gavin Dreamer, feature, Maniac Beezy. I hope you all enjoy. Shout out.
Girl, I know that you want it. Girl, I can put you on. So let's be honest.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we're back. We have a special event alert.
We got two lovely ladies who got an announcement that they need to make from 194 Entertainment.
Very lovely ladies.
Anyway, ladies, you can just introduce yourselves and tell us what this show is about.
Hip Hop in the Sun.
Hello there. My name is Lily Shelflow. I'm the media person at 194 Entertainment.
Okay.
And I'm here with my director.
Hi, my name is Miss Fafi.
Hey, Miss Fafi.
Director,
hey.
This sounds serious.
Very serious.
So tell us about Hip Hop in the Sun.
Oh, Hip Hop in the Sun is a festival that is there to promote hip hop artists and every other aspect of hip hop there is, namely rap, dance, graffiti.
Okay.
And a whole lot of other things that are involved in
any battling?
Yeah, yes. Ooh, of course.
Nice. Because I'm seeing quite a lineup here. We got Wordsmith, King Active, Sharky, Mike Pimp, Funnif, CTI,
some heavy hitters.
Chilla, RPLs, Pike Graffiti, Talk Money, Roman Rap, Jeezy, Marcus, Mile, Nido, Kara, Trod, Prout.
Okay, I don't know any of
Gibbs,
these guys.
Gibbs, Mick, Gavin Dreamer, Coded. Coded is a dancer, yeah?
No, he's not.
He's not, he's a rapper.
He raps as well, but he's also a beat maker.
Oh, okay. Giro Beats, Raheem, Beatboxer, Kush the Truth, and we got DJs MC Trake and DJ Drew, and Tayshaun. It's Tayshaun, right?
Yeah.
I was about to say Tayshaun.
okay.
And we also have a special appearance by. We might have a special appearance by Leonard Mofumo.
Okay.
How's he associated with hip hop?
He raps now?
He's just coming to support.
Just to support?
Okay. Yeah. Right. For the love of the game.
I'd love to hear a rapper feature on his album at some point. that would be dope.
You could always get him.
The venue is at
Motor Action Sports Club in Eastleigh.
Okay.
That's in Eastleigh, and $5, yeah?
From what time?
From 12 p.m. Till late.
Till late.
The program actually ends at 7. For you to enjoy the celebration of the culture, you have to be there on time.
All right.
And then we're going to jam afterwards.
Okay.
So there'll be like an after party.
A jam session.
I'm definitely looking forward to that.
This is on the 22nd of April. And admission is $5 to jump in. So you guys, if you want to pull up, please show your support. These are people making actual moves
in the
hip-hop industry and trying to like celebrate the culture. So we just had to have them here. And
you mentioned it's hip-hop in the sun. I know most of our listeners want to know, okay, is it going to be food or drinks or refreshments? Or
most definitely.
You know? Right.
But it's going to be something...
bring your own cooler box? What's the situation?
No, you don't bring your own cooler box. Drinks will be for sale.
Okay.
Food will also be there. You can bring your children as well.
Okay, nice.
So it's going to be family friendly.
You heard that?
Okay.
You heard that, Brian? You can bring your children as well.
Shut up.
And it's also going to be pocket friendly.
And pocket friendly.
Yeah. The drinks are on sale and the food will be affordable.
Okay, I'm sold on that one. Pocket friendly.
Anyway, thank you so much, ladies. Where can people find you on social media?
Social media, we are 194 Entertainment on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Then on Twitter and Instagram, it's 194ENTZW.
Okay.
So at 194ENTZW on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
And Facebook, it's 194 Entertainment.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
I really, really think I'm going to pull up to this one. Since you said it's a family.
I'm sold. I'm going to be there.
Some of us are family people, you know what I mean?
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Let's move into the guest, yeah?
Move into the guest.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Catch up.
About giveaways.
Oh, yeah. And the giveaways.
Yeah.
They're giveaways?
They're giveaways.
Yeah. Ooh, tell us about that. I didn't know about the giveaways. They're not on the poster.
We have a Hip Hop in the Sun t-shirt
for
the listeners at Keep It Real Fridays.
Yay.
We've got a t-shirt and a ticket for one person.
All right.
How do they get this t-shirt? The listeners.
They have to answer a few questions on the Keep It Real Fridays page.
Right.
Oh, on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, that's awesome. So there's a t-shirt and a ticket.
And a cap.
And a cap.
And a cap.
Does the person get the cap, the t-shirt at the same time, or there's a t-shirt for one person, a cap for another, and then a ticket for another?
Yeah, one thing for one person, so that everyone gets.
So there are three people that can win.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
Nice. So you heard that. If you're a Keep It Real Friday listener, go to our page on Facebook. There are going to be a few questions that we're going to be asking you, and the winner gets a either a ticket, a t-shirt, or a cap.
Or a cap.
Yeah.
All right. Don't rig the whole thing, Brian. Let the listeners win something, man.
Man. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much. Thank you for
having us. Pleasure's ours.
You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Hey, yo. It's DeCapo Days, and I'm your boy, Slack OG.
And I'm Chanta TJ.
And together we are blessed genius souls. Subscribe. Or follow us on SoundCloud,
Audio Mac,
YouTube, at Blessed Genius Souls. You're tuned in to
Keep It Real Friday.
That's what it do, y'all.
Welcome to the second segment of the show, where we have some very important guests in the building. Some heavyweights and heavy hitters.
They hit hard.
They hit hard.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah, welcome Tierra Baluti and DJ Towers.
Thank you.
I don't think DJ Towers' intro was appropriate.
It's
DJ
appropriate.
Towers, do your thing.
Do your thing. You may introduce yourself, in other words.
They call me DJ
Towers.
Hey, man, this is excuse. Mabokchando, saka flu chichi.
Anyway, guys, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thanks, but I'm gonna
things that amanyangoka va kuchalo nje a swichinja nje ta ngo swibo man amo
wanje. What about the accent? Ko accent I don't know bo piko kana mbije
as no change
amo cuz kuno wanaenda for one semester utoka sasa koneshona ngomuno like that
somebody ngo pfura zvimwe notura like a visa chetika accent thing
ero change
you know cheerio.
Righto.
Yeah. And we have Tiara. It's like lovely to meet you. And it's good to finally put a face to the name and everything else.
I already had a face.
Okay.
Okay, she already had, but I mean like in person.
Not as in videos.
Yeah, I know. She's looking very bayable today.
Thank you.
As always, of course.
He's single.
She's single?
No, you are.
No,
anyway,
I'm not single.
She's not single.
Ouch.
But yeah.
Burn, bruh.
Who's burning?
You.
Yeah, and just, anyway. Anyway, guys, welcome again.
Thank you.
Towers, so how was the UK tour? Besides the weather.
Hey, I'm on a...
The crowd.
I don't want to lie to you. But first of all, now I just want to thank MC Gat. Nobody, dear, like the guy that I want to discuss.
Okay, nice.
Dream Rehab. Like, people can understand the Rehab, like Rehab Studio. It was dope. Like, Kat, I don't need that. I'm going to get a garage. I'm life is very dope.
Okay.
Like, I don't want like UK. I'm the first. Can I panema DJ? I'm in the UK. We know it's a sold out show. Dumbro don't phone. No, but me, I'm the first one.
You're the first one.
With a sold out show, and I'm so proud to share stage with Trevor, Nastana, Nuzati, Arabi King, Nastana, Nuzati. I want to say with Nastana, I'm the king of hip hop.
Let him claim it.
Yeah, he's king of hip hop.
I don't think Stana will be shy to claim that. I don't think so.
No, he won't be.
He won't.
No, but if you see that punishment is not a sort of chema, but I'm not saying that you never sat down with Shita. Ukaona your music, usinga kwanza ku visa belt, uchi visa boots, begira kuri scan wala, osoro kutanga music.
Okay. just on the tip
of security checks, baba.
Your tip of your royalty. So can we say DJ Towers is the king of DJ in hip hop?
Inini ninga kwanza ngota ora kuti ndiwa Towers. But right now, I need to seek not any optician because I'll school a competition.
There's no competition.
Yeah. I'll school on, like for
you
real.
You know when he talks in punchline.
But it's no, I like the confidence. He's being true to himself, man.
But I'm so deep of duty. In the Sadara Sirom Dara and Jiggy.
Okay.
Because Indina ghostwriter.
Alright.
And I'm not shy with this tower.
Who's your ghostwriter? Now you're shy.
I was tell people the ghostwriter on is three letters.
G-O-D.
C-U-T.
Three letters.
Okay. Just
And I'm so proud in a ghostwriter because, like, I don't believe I'm indeed.
Okay.
Besides who deliver Mandirika. For me, Shinjan don't go gender right now, guys. It's my parents. Like people around me. If you see Tiara, like a sister.
Okay.
We are on the same like recording label. Serious Crew Records.
Alright. Serious Crew.
I'm so honored with the Munaneta my videos and Pinga Udaro. And I sweet nge Matowe.
Okay.
Understand. Could every time when I look at Tiara, don't give up my sister.
Thank you.
Tiara, leader of the new era.
Yeah, that's me.
Where have you been? You've been kind of on the low.
Last year, I was staying in SA.
Okay.
I was working on something. I have a project that I'm working on. And Navanazoka.
Okay.
I'm working with my executive producer, Women of Zimbabwe.
Okay.
Because I'm working on my EP.
Who's he or she?
Simba Tags. Yeah,
okay.
Simba Tags.
Tags.
Yeah, so we have a song coming up soon, and yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Okay, alright. What happened to the school of pole dancing? But that was one of the things you went to SA for.
What?
No.
What?
It's a problem with the media. No. Yes, it was all over, but you know what, I say that because when I was here, I was like, yeah, I'm doing pole dancing and stuff. And I was like, but I'm going to SA to do music. And then they were like, cool, pole dancing, And I was like, ah, no, I'm not going to do that. But if you come with $1 million.
Okay. Question, though.
Yeah, okay, fine. So you clarify. Okay, there's a difference. Pole dancing and stripping.
No. Okay.
So you never stripped.
I know.
You know, look stripping. Disappointed, Celestine.
Even for $1 million.
I know.
Okay, so what kind of career would one get into if you studied pole dancing?
Okay, pole dancing is an art. You can teach people, like wives who want to be sexy for their husbands. Mm. You can have a pole in your bedroom, or, you know, pole dancing, it's like you're going to gym. It's like some people, they don't want to go to gym. Mm. So you'd be flexing on the pole, everything.
So you do it to train others. Is there any other like career like you can choose? Maybe videos? Video fixing and stuff. So are there any videos of you on a pole?
Not yet.
Just curious.
Nah,
I'm asking for a friend, yeah.
Which friend?
Not yet.
Because when I saw that article, I was like, what? Okay, the thing that appalled me was like, why in South Africa? How come she doesn't want to start with a home, you know?
At least you can clarify this.
But in SA, people make a lot of money just by teaching you know, like anybody who wants to pole dance.
Okay.
Celestine, maybe you should try it.
It can be a hobby. It's nice. You should try it.
I'll try it. So I can do some
some
moves.
Splits on the pole, turn around.
For my imaginary lady.
At least you clarified, Goody, there's a difference between pole dancing
and stripping.
I'm
actually getting some other people end up being strippers because you cannot dance. You're stiff. You know, like if you're stiff but you want to get money in the club, you can strip. You know, it's easy. You know, like any girl can seduce any guy. So that's the easiest thing that you can do. But you have to be on point. You must have the kind of nice shape. Smell nice, but
So you never did any bachelor parties or anything? No,
I do.
You still do?
Okay, for now.
You're asking for a friend?
I'm asking for a friend.
Alright. Bachelor parties, I can, but it depends with the cash.
The cash?
Yeah, with the cash.
So what kind of bag are we looking at here? So that I know.
It's not something that I can say.
Okay, we'll talk when the cameras are off.
Yeah,
we are. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. When the mics are off.
I'm a boy.
No, we have we have a shooter today. Come on now. We have a shooter.
We're mainly podcast.
We usually don't have a shooter, but we need to acknowledge our shooter today. But yeah, we have a
shooter.
Missed
some action last week, but anyway. Yeah. Well, let's carry on with the interview.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were saying bachelor parties and everything. Yeah. You know, it's also good. It's a nice feeling for guys to see girls dancing on the pole, and also strippers are also needed, you know, obviously. I really want to see it, but my thing that I do is, like, I used to do it's pole dancing, but for the meantime now I don't do it. But if you come with your $1 million,
you used to pole dancing.
Okay. But now you know, I'm sticking to my music. Rap, right. And everything, because 2 years ago when I lost my mom.
Oh, shame. Sorry about that.
It's okay. She used to tell me that, Goody, you're a very good singer. And I was like, I don't want to sing. I want to rap.
Even a rap.
But I started my first song that I recorded with Philo. I was singing. I did a song for my mom. And then I didn't release it because of my reasons. I'm not going to say it. So, and then I was like, I know, let me just leave this type of thing, because singing, there's a lot of competition here, and I was like, I know, let me just try rap. And then I did it, and it's working for me.
Who you think is your competition, singing wise?
In Zim. No, I don't think I have competition.
Singing wise.
Okay, singing. Well, singing.
Yeah, singing wise. Who got you to not sing? Because you were like, there's a lot of competition singing wise. So who was it?
I'm not sure of the name, but the one who sang my. Cynthia Mari.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll quit you if I
we need to hear your voice before you go. We need to hear your voice. DJ Towers.
What up?
It is to my understanding that you're an MSU graduate.
I true.
So is this where the title Makudo a graduate came from?
Why Makudo though?
Naoga. And got into Shavaro, but Mera Shogum Guy.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Saga. All right.
Kanya. Saga. Makuru, I graduate.
Okay.
With the music and with my executive producer, I see storytelling.
Okay.
Like Torangano Zanambria Mutambo, rest in peace to Kunambria Mutambo.
Okay. RIP.
Saga RIP, serious. Saga. As Mbuya Mulam, rest in peace. Like, Chikati Makuda graduate.
Yeah.
I'm meaning to say Nrishoko, Raga graduate. In my album right now, I drop a two more tracks.
Okay.
And Zunonagi thought that drop a two more tracks is no boy that UK tour drop a two more tracks.
Yes. Kuzo tuka zod album rez.
Ndauti na ndio imbira gana anunzani. Gana gana president of China gana chi. But shout out to God. I'm nothing but God.
Alright.
Shout out to God. Noti punishment is Udi. Inini ndino wanza kuremero like ndikafunga something kana kuti ndikaitirwa zvinhu zvakanaka kana ndoda kuchema panakadzuruka ndege I never expect kuenda ku UK for real.
Okay.
I never like good music uchingotaura kuti DJ Towers wana performera
watoro ku UK t-shirt wa bisa.
Is that the only thing you do? Like, whenever a song by Notanga and you're like, they call me DJ Towers, how would you have contributed to that track? I always wanted to ask.
Sometimes, like my executive producer, like Kati, I don't need to see.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Yeah.
When I say to talk about this song, you don't get a pass as a team.
Mm-hmm.
But 90% in Nigeria executive producer. We also did. No doubt, I'm so proud with it. I got a good track. Ndirindega, like UK. I got a track. Ruya, and I got a good me, Stana, and a couple of Nigerian guys and Cameroon guys. Nice. That's my first international collab.
Okay.
But I was Ghana, so. And I was big. You want to marriage a mangito. But I want to make sure that I just come.
Yeah.
You understand?
This guy, I just have to be prepared because every word, next thing, punchline.
No, the other things that I used to like to do like stuff but
yeah.
With punchlines, but for me there's a time and that's also not that I need to do for myself.
Definitely. That's necessary sometimes.
But also, I know I keep it to myself. Tiara, figure MP, you understand?
But tell me something, DJ Towers.
What up, man?
Wakatanga say, how did you start with hip hop? Like, the very beginning? Your story?
My story, Mozadi, I don't want to pin down my names, but. Mm. It's my time to shine.
Tichama pinza myself. Kasama pinza and tukuma pinza ini.
But before pinza myself, we need to go to a water. We need to go to a young water break and rehydrate.
Is it getting hot in here?
Because it might get hot in here. So I don't want you to spark up some fires before.
I'm not sparking up anything, dude. This guy.
Keep it real Fridays.
Hey, what up? This is Tiara Baluti, and you're listening to Keep It Real Friday.
And we're back.
Mm.
This time we actually did have a water break. I actually drank some water.
Active and rehydrated. You fake it till you make it sometimes. No, it's necessary.
Anyway, where were we?
Towers was saying something. I think he was talking about his background. Eh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hip hop.
Okay. Weren't you a part of Team Bo?
That's true.
Yeah.
Nah, that's true. I just want to say, like, shout out to Shingi.
Well done.
Shout out to Shingi.
Yeah.
It would be like, ndo chakudenga. You've been reason. And I got pinned in the music industry.
Okay.
Like, I met Shingi in Andrew College. Mzoti ya uti uru college ya unangone big red zumo jumushika pa college, you understand? And I always want to keep it real, no opinion.
Okay. That's why you're here, man. Keep it real Friday.
Like, when I met him, I thought, Andrew was your music, you understand? And I said, I need to help you, my guy. But the best thing Shingi chakandi itaka, akandi yambusa, the road to success.
Okay.
Not akandi meet a cat. Shingi chipo chana choka, he can discover mnaga penga. When Taiwan's out, you understand Taiwan's on going that we're here because we're in Taurus.
Yeah.
In Taurus. When those days, I want to say shout out to MMT. MMT right now, and the Runye Pera, Yagazoka, Yajaga, and
we need to sit those dudes down, seriously.
Like, those days, in any. I don't want to lie to you. I'm the biggest fan. I'm a rapper, yes. With an Obo and Una Kids. Okay, the track rack when you download and don't. And I'm the biggest fan of hip hop. So when Panandina, like Shinga, don't want to lie to you. Yeah. Yaka don't meet a cat. And the cat, MC Cat.
Yeah.
Like Misty, Kelvin, don't want to change your life, yeah.
Alright.
Right now, go Kirande, yeah. Cat, like. Like, you know, with DJ Towers,
yeah,
there's people behind that name.
Okay.
The cat. You understand? Kuti, I can't pass tell, like, you understand with DJ Towers. Like, kukupa those names, like, also in Indandri Munu, you understand? To boost it, non koma kumbi, to an article, like, Kunasga, see, when they're away. When cat, abandoned from that, I couldn't bless him, need an issue. This one here means you understand that none of my groupies are in studio. They go we are talking mirror styles or this. I talk with.
Yeah.
I'm like, you only do this. And I'm like, cut. I'm like, ah, Andre, manager, I think I'm sorry, Oji. But since I got it, I'm doing so zikano right now.
Yeah.
It's a mock. Like what they call me, DJ Towers.
The tag. Yeah.
I don't like to. Those words, na ngo na cut. Towers size rules. In so terms, I change your life, yeah.
So that was stick.
And they don't wanna like some other dudes, yeah. But once we tell you, sometimes they don't forget to know their brand. But sometimes you must give credit. Like for little way in the auto muzare, no one fanu pack credit na baby.
He's been doing that his whole life, but anyway, hopefully one day Kanta or that big we might have. But jumpons.
Like people are constantly like up credit.
Yeah.
A credit, like, could you know, like, if you understand, could you check this or Buddha?
Yeah. You want to make it seem like you're awake,
exactly. Like, for me, you know, I'm a blessing there, DJ Towers, but you know, I'm a little behind those scenes. Like, besides, I'm going to be an executive producer,
yeah.
But for me, I'm proud of you. Right now, I'm a living legend,
yeah.
And I do not like to, when I was pushing, right now. Murugona, I'm a celebrity.
And you a celebrity. But you know what, Towers? What people and some of the fans, because you guys maga build a, like a big fan base as Team Bo, and then all of a sudden, you guys just part ways.
What happened between you and Shingi? The thing is that, Tingati Tataks share like the same vision. Vision and undeniable music. The thing is that I was the biggest fan of Stan. Like, right now, it's like my brother.
Okay.
The moon on the guard and ever side, which I just want to do the whole pain. But I suppose put Yapira.
Legendindo. Yeah.
I want to do something like that. For me, I'm happy because I got two of them as Leicester, London. And then the moon, Yapira, my shoes, I don't musalun with Mama
Zaraskan.
But with that, I only thank God. God. And cut. Not cut, I don't believe I'm indeed.
Yeah.
business and don't go far around. I don't believe I'm under it. When I say it, my brother needs to go this direction. And then Zora takam boti. Because I need this track. And that's Zora takam boti. I wrote that she take another shit. I'm to execute that thing. But with Tim Boga, Ichiriko.
Yeah, we see them.
Ichiriko.
To
most of the thing is that, that's why I want to say it's my time to shine. Today is my time to shine with my sister Tiara. Sometimes if you brought down my stay and wagarara soga, for me I do not lie to you. Anchok wants to go beef on you. Muti
I don't think it's beefing, but it's not reflect tosh.
But
it's not
ayo for me Timbo it was cool. But it's time to make guap. You understand?
So like I said, I make guap in my photos and my 2 million boots and all that jazz. You weren't making money. You were selling dreams.
You know one
for
thing,
real.
One thing I've noticed is like when they get along so much, the real money has started to come in. When that real money starts to come
that's
in,
true.
My plans change.
You know, I'll be honest with you. Yeah. The Pandro Tango Batara, I'm going to cut this nigga off. Sell it. He can fuck off.
Like, you know, I saw these guys at the tour. 2015 awards. I got pick up my sticker.
Look, matching outfits, bruh. Like
the biggest
but the thing is that Timbo was huge.
Yeah, it was.
It was huge.
So people invested emotionally.
But
know?
For me, all right. Can I ask you a question? Do you see Patayana treat Timbo to come to show Blawai?
I don't think so.
Nope. Cause what about digital?
UK.
you understand.
I
used to talk shit. You understand?
Yeah.
I used to talk shit like, and he these are cannot come one. But right now, I'm talking about cannot sold out source.
Okay.
You understand? In the guap. Like for real, if you understand, I make like 4 figures. And again, I go UK too. And I bought a mixer.
$5, yeah.
No problem,
thanks.
But
don't need to marry a few. Seriously,
you understand? Ripa interview. Lady, I'm going to talk to you.
Party man. And I'm going to ask you. Yeah, okay, cool.
But for me, you understand? In doing that, I'm going to marry a short and a
okay.
But for me, you get toga. It changed my life because right now I got a mix. I got a new laptop. And do you understand? In the first time in my life. I got 10 grand mom dress. I'm done.
Oh, well done, man.
I don't want to lie to you.
Alright.
Not punishment is good. Uka. What is it? Punishment is good. Like people are around me this time. They are cool people. Punishment is good. They are
good. Why is about zero to all your progress?
My go courage it.
You know.
You understand? Like, if you see, like for me, I always keep it real. Like right now, I'm like my hit song right now. I'm signed to like Serious Cool Records. My hit song is my song about Serious Cool Records. But with Tazita Cash, do not distribute everything. I'm signed with Stana.
Okay.
And do you understand?
It's like a Serious Crew. Is it under Tazita Cash?
It's not under.
But
but for me,
it's like they work together.
They work together.
Okay.
I don't even mind if you got a recording level.
Okay.
I can come. Make it like right now, footy. Like if you see, I'm trying to create like a future for my Musukuri God. And you know me, I got a nose. Finding Nose Gang Records. I understand. Nose Gang Records.
God.
You understand? Like for me, in it's like right now, I'm a doctor right now. I got a. I'm scanning on involved in right now.
Okay.
I don't understand. You love my nose, you love my skin. I'm so proud.
Okay.
I don't understand. Into that people, like people who understand me right now. Like, in any andumbo words, we can, like, if someone said digital was our shot, I really, and that was this year. Like, if I go beef new, I know in that shot, like a Shiba. And on, don't pass me. Don't shoot your teeth. Shoot your beef.
Shoot your beef.
No finger food.
I don't think so. No finger. But with people that they need to have like my weakness, I work on it. No, it's a good beef. Free, I'm so eating. Like I'm going to tell Ramon, I'm going to go to Shibaza. But I just want to say, sorry, when I was through Team Bo, and I got out, but in a ways, when we saw Nagatazira, I will say sorry.
But did you like reach out personally?
Like for like punishment is a low regret, like thing with Zanda in Zaliga and Nagata. Is a thing Chanduto regret.
What did you do?
I think I do those to say about. But Nagam Tisori.
Mugatora, I got the Yebo.
Yeah, I got Yebo, even Arsenal the Yebo, but for me, even with Tasha Yebo, I'm sorry, but through Facebook. Like right now, Dani Vanu, I'm the Taris. I don't want to share like Vanu, and now no more.
True.
I don't want like to, even if it was no one did this and so sorry. As long as Casper. And I stand now, man, and I'm beating with that.
Oh, but sorry.
How you do sorry? Like, if you beef with Trevor Dog, I don't knock. I'm animal fans. Yeah, my baby.
You're a son of a dog. To follow, but, okay.
But you know, you're a designer. Antonge munakafa ano kuzikana ama dzake chete
so motors on Instagram how many followers
anetonge you understand kunge mun kunetonge munakafa ano kunetsa ama dzake chete you understand like for me you know that I'm so proud like drug jokers as this is shout out to like to Cut MC Cut ana jealous about me like it's hard kuti mumuna anobatsira mumunhu ka uenda ku UK. And right now, I'm sitting in Niagara thinking, what is your next move? No more money if I got to change the way even Drugu Chanda in the bata. What is really say? I want to tell you, cannot even my mom knows what in the garage tower. And shout out to my cameraman. And they don't like Katie. And I do not like to even my pictures are hunger. And I can shut it up. But
and speaking of your pictures, Pani, you know, when we shared the artworks, when Mune, I didn't get you a quick interview, that's not shit, Mune.
What happened with your shirt though?
He came with a shirt to the interview. For those listening, come off about your shirtless, the chain five.
I know, shout out like chain. Like, I'm
a
son on the chain one because I'm softer one baby, so I'm going to pick a one chain.
Yes, okay.
Understand.
So, boy, pick a three.
Fame number Kanganese, you understand? Fame number Baiza, but I always understand people with the. Like, you know, sort of, if you go like by UK, up or Scanwajuga, that is so fly.
So they're coming.
But shout out to. I just want to say shout out to Nuskanes or Diaspora.
Wanonya so wana lotions, so na
even shout out to my baby, yes, I'm not.
But just to come back to Tiara a little bit. Tiara, is it the same with the fame, kuti, with the guys, kuti, you start to entertain all sorts of different crushes or whatnot, or is you just advances. Stuck to one guy or advances?
It's 50-50. You just have to be focused, you just have to know what you want. That is it. But yeah, you know, when you got the fame, you entertain all sorts of guys, and then you think that kuti, you are flying times to get noonzi. And all that, but
so,
you just have to know what you
so
want.
Basically, when you got into the game, you were single.
Yeah, I was single.
And entertaining a few guys.
No, I wasn't entertaining guys, but a lot of guys would come from all angles.
Yeah.
Blawayo, Mutari, everywhere.
You know, Tiara is giving off this very well behaved aura, but your it's music fake. Videos. I'm not saying it's fake, but I got a question for you. Now I paid the remix.
Yeah. What?
Ask him for a verse. Now he wants to get involved.
Okay.
Who that?
You know that song here, Engisano, it was supposed to start like this. Mufano, Ansiko. Okay, fine. Maybe just say the name. Anojiti Mufano Kuluveve, you know.
Calvin.
Yeah.
Yeah?
So, I asked him, I called him, and then I was like, Archie, I need a verse.
Oh, shit, this is getting juicy. Hey, you pay attention.
And then he started saying all sorts of shit. You know, Tiara, you're a very attractive woman. I can do your verse for free. You know, I pay. But you know what? Just give me some. And
what the f***?
Just give me some. And I was like, no, this is not what I want. You Calvin. Need a verse from you, not
So Calvin offered D. dick.
Yeah.
For the verse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so guys.
I was like, nah, this is the shit I need to rap about. In the end, I was like, you know, further on, Vanazati, Robay My Chunks, in a Bright 360.
That can't go my songs.
Yeah.
So, in the shot, yeah.
So, you know, it's a wordplay. Robay My Chunks, in a Bright 360. So, I thought, I'm talking about Bright 360.
Who asked for
the thingy, but now.
So Bright 360's name is clear.
Yeah.
What did Bright 360 do to deserve that line, though?
Nothing. He did nothing.
Saka ango kandwa wordplay just for the sake of it.
At least I don't kandwa. I wouldn't do nothing if I was thrown into that. But anyway.
So Calvin. Oh my goodness. How many more advances do you
probably
get?
Probably a long
like,
time
bro?
Ago.
Oh my goodness. Calvin.
It was a long time ago, and
yeah.
I'm sure I don't know. You guys still talk?
With Calvin? Calvin.
No, we don't talk anymore. But if we... But after this, I don't think we're going to talk.
Anyway, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but it was a very long time ago.
So, okay. Tiara, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. I think I asked this question to somebody else before. Yeah. How does it feel being a female in this industry, and especially a female ane background, your pole dancing? Do people like take you seriously, or do they just see you like a piece of meat?
They don't take me seriously, but when I show them the side, with no, this is not. I was like this, but nah, this is. I'm now doing music, so when I just make my when I just set my record straight to this is what I do,
mm-hmm.
and then some they just want to tell it, but some they just keep on persisting, blah 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 blah. And I was like, I know.
And as a female in the industry, which other females would you think you'd be able to work with? Because I'm noticing there's a bit of a division. Most females, there's always some sort of like tension. What's going on? I mean, you guys are like a minority in the industry, gender-wise.
Mm-hmm,
so, why...
If you're a female rapper,
me,
I call myself a goddess. I am a goddess. So, when I want to work with another female rapper or singer, she just gives me that attitude, like...
Like you want to steal a man.
You're nothing. I'm the ish here.
Do they all do that?
Or some...
Because maybe some of them don't, and then you throw off that vibe.
I don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but people think that. But I don't care what people think. I don't care.
Don't think you should care.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, they all say the same. Because Kiki Badass was up here, like, no one's my competition, whatnot. The same thing you're saying, so. I don't know.
It's like we all queens. I'm a queen. I have this thingy, hashtag rule your throne. I rule my throne. Stay in your lane. Like, if you want to come in my lane,
But lane, for female rappers is kind of like narrow. There's no way that
I have a story. I came from somewhere and I'm going somewhere.
The next female is going to say the same thing.
Because kings can work together.
Exactly, but female rappers, they don't want to work together.
Like, would you work with Kiki Badass?
But would you?
Hell no.
Tell us my second away.
Hell no.
Tell us.
No, why? Why though?
What are the things the only munanukwasa to judge Dimari for case close. But with Tiara, I like Zanoita. It's keeping real.
That's what we want.
Like, in for real. Like, shout out to all the ladies. In doing your big ama baby, that's kanga na ungu kapiyam. Kana ndi sort of naga ku soft aga. Usandi in the tin. Kana usinga ndi love. Kana usinga boyga ni mini aunga. Bira ungu ndi ramba ga shit. No, see, is angu teores, which is no, which is cool.
So tell us, apparently, like any like female rappers on your besides Tiara. I'm sure Tiara has a song or two. Apparently, like anyone else.
Wandua kunza like Shanta na. But usatu wa pindura ndo sana mbote wana kati
asata na pindura njofu
mira right now ka we are in my sensitive presence indaka sunungu kanga mkaza ita say ita mwani for me with female
can we throw some names?
Alright, throw some names.
Dice?
With Dice?
for real. I want to keep it real. Nakangu munzo wa nominero, but the answer na munzo song yake.
Okay.
But for me, it's like a homework. I'm on the blah. Cheno nunzo.
I think you should.
But I had visual. Like I had uti aga kuironde. Yeah, agenda ku German. That means it's dog.
Okay.
But they, shout out to Una Dice. But another name.
Wait, Germany.
Kiki badass.
With Kiki. With Kiki. Panish Mishu with my executive producer. Pani me we attend the Queen, the Guti Kanapachinzi, Pani sort of like concept, I do not involved, but for now, I don't see Nchenda with that side kind of like world.
Wait, let's back it up here. We interrupted Tiara when she was about to answer a question why she wouldn't work with Kiki.
Yes, that's true.
You say okay. Your exact okay, words yeah. were. Let me try Hell the voice no. as well.
Okay. Hell no.
Hell no.
Well, when I throw shade kuna Bright 360, and then they replied with their song Namakasa Chiterere. That's when I was like, my song just don't shut it. Like, why? I wasn't even talking about you. And then I was like, okay, fine. This girl doesn't like me. I'll be like, okay, fine. I don't care. But you know, funny. You know, we just don't click. I don't know what it is, but I don't care. I don't.
I think
even
I know why
find...
you two don't click.
Why is it?
Tell me.
They both give off the same aura. That Kiki, that oh, not Kiki, that Nicki Minaj kind of aura.
Now
that would be dope. DJ, don't make you better do that.
I like for real, like. If I put like Kiki na Tiara, the same song, it would be dope.
What it dies?
But I just dies. Like for me, I must go see it with my like my team. Tumbo nyasufunga. No, I need to do like show. Junje my baby was serious.
Like, but you need to mediate a lot of things because Papa.
Cat fights.
Everyone, I'm gonna creative direction. No.
Just keep your camera up for the cat fight.
But for me, you need for me like Tiara is like my sister, and I'm proud of her. He's telling the truth. Like, puno mo ano ka anong utarote? I don't farira. Keep it real.
Just one more question before we go to the next segment. We did a poll like a few weeks ago about like my female artists. How come they're not so consistent? One of the options was like maybe it's a lack of interest or lack of resources, or they're just lazy. I don't know what you feel in your. Some of the things that have held you back. Or...
Sorry, your question again. You said
I was saying how do you what's holding you back as an artist?
Okay.
Being off a dick for a horse.
Yeah, that's one.
So lack of resources.
Yeah.
There are plenty. She's being offered.
That's not a resource. That's not a resource, Shasha.
If you use it right, it could be.
Well,
Shasha, that's not. Yeah.
According because... to me, I have a bigger vision, you know, like, I really don't see
So
myself.
The dick was too small for your vision?
Sorry, so Calvin. It's like, just wasting my energy on things that I know that they're not going to take me somewhere. It's better for me to wait and, you know, wait for what I want. But okay. For Zim, thing is, nah. For Zim, right. I'm in a Mari, like, yeah. What do you say? Pakenda ku UK now, ne Mari, you know. Like, oh, that's just holding me back. Like, I'm an Amari in this
room. But for real,
there's no cash. And also my resources,
I'm just trying to understand your situation. So, Serious Crew manages you guys, and they manage your recordings as well, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Do they have like power on with the okay? You're gonna release your album in August or? Country, I told Mumira, Kandagana next year, just drop like 3 more songs.
The thing is that, like, with Serious Crew, like, even with Tazira Cash, those recording labor, one would accept as Andy.
Okay.
Nturu, understand, so like, they understand, like, like for cut, even with standard, they understand, like especially cut munaga, like I do not like cut and fan ogara anima, like anima glass muti ane vision vision
tambeza pa cut cut ne wangu wake tu
I but for you like ugona like cut akasumudza a dude like me in the magatar soti DJ Towers is cut anogeta muzekezeke DJ Spu. You understand? Do good. I can create a character.
Yeah. Not to big up Kat too much, but I read somewhere that he co-wrote Ndoa Pedzira, that song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he has a good pen game as well. So
yeah, he's a very good songwriter.
Right, DJ Towers, you've mentioned a few times Kuturi Benz.
Yeah.
And, now, on that tip, Hip Hop Awards, explain, please.
Okay, all right. I understand. Like,
no, explain, please.
All right.
What was happening? Because when I heard it was going to be you and
Kiki.
Who? And Kiki.
And Geraldine.
Yes. I was like, because a lot of people, they actually shot it down and they were like, DJ Towers, what the fuck? I was like, nah, but guys, I think DJ Towers actually has the lunacy.
Yeah,
to handle the stage. I was actually hyped up.
Like,
and then I was there live.
But you know that, like, for real, like,
what happened?
You know that, you know, I'm a rude dude. Pepper and Nagatag.
We noticed.
I Nagatag, but like, you know that, you know that, is your brand. People make mistakes. Like, I'm sorry, like, mistakes are condom. Like, me, I make mistake. And another the things that part of my mistake. I think if I take a pure chance, like in the chinchandaga zofari raga, can you organize? You open again that go yuki. I come on DJ Towers waga poronga. He right now on the tour in a song. You know the poronga right now. I don't want to lie to you. UK draw so good draft here. My face show ndaga gona. That outor. Nukuti pandaka pinda pa stage ndaka turwa t-shirt and I was playing like a mook and ndaka gadzikari yangu ndabana ngona musikana ba ndikurira shit and that girl antori ne t-shirt yangu and
that girl hands that t-shirt yangu
aiwa no ndaka taura naye antori ne t-shirt yangu and I'm so proud kuti aka turwa t-shirt yangu kuzo ndopandaka zvino kuti actually I'm doing something.
You're a rock star.
Anyway, DJ Towers, let's bring it back. Hold
on, Brian.
Time. No, wait. I want to hear about the why you got drunk, Pama Awards. Were you panicking?
It's not about panicking. Even with girls, the Zwairuruga, I was not myself. Ndani nini mazai pindi uno zaidi nanda isiro deposit yego UK. Nanda kani mufarisi ndeto ngi mufarisi. You understand? But for me, pepe yangu ndaga poro.
Okay, so you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. We're somewhere near those questions. What happened at the awards?
But to tell the truth, inini apana chenda kambo. I thought everything was fine.
But
he was a bit off.
Uno zaidi like. For people, right hand that are gone, but in for me personally,
can I write to what I'm going to think that's them? But in I'm going to tell it to you from a personal perspective.
For you,
the DJ Towers that I got accustomed to, and the DJ Towers what I got on that day, you could have done a lot better.
That's true.
That's my honest opinion. You could have done a lot better.
Yeah, unique. I always tell people with the. And dinangu my balls is simple, but I boast you.
Okay.
I boast you.
He still balls.
I still ball.
Serious. you guys, you've been lovely, man.
Just all the boy, BHO, but anyway, it's all good.
We're moving on to the next episode, to the next segment, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, next cool. Segment. Let's do that.
Pimpe. They call me DJ Towers. This is what I'm
saying. We're back. Back.
What?
You kept on interrupting me, so I didn't know whether you were coming
you
in.
You gave
or
me
out.
A signal, and I was about to introduce my favorite segment.
My hands.
It's my turn.
Oh my gosh. It's my favorite segment, right?
Mm.
It's your favorite segment.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my favorite segment, and it goes by the hashtag SMF. Okay. Smash, marry, or friend zone. It
shouldn't be difficult because these guys are already free. And, you know, so it should be, you know, just a walk through, a walk in the park, especially with Tiara.
So, the rules of the game are... Are we doing the whole thing whereby we give them three names? Okay. We give you three names. Tiara obviously will give you male names, unless you want females.
No.
Okay. We'll give you male names, right? All three of them. And then you have to tell us if whether you would smash, marry, or friendzone. And you have to use each option once. So you can't smash two people at the same time or marry two people.
Smash marry or friendzone.
Yes, like a DJ Tower, same rules, only to put Dilane females with you. And I will not offer you a males list.
No.
Anyway, yeah, so those are the rules, yeah?
Okay, cool. Alright,
let's do this.
Okay.
Who are we starting with?
We'll start with the lady, of course.
Yeah, so Celatine, we're starting with you.
Okay.
Oops, never mind. Let's talk to Tiara.
Yeah. Tiara, the names we're gonna give you is number one, POY, number two, Shingi, number three, MC Cats. So we need to know whether you would smash, marry, or friendzone MC Cut, POY, or Shingi.
Shingi. Friendzone.
Why?
It's not my. I cannot smash your man. I cannot. It's not the topic I want to marry now.
Okay,
You can smash.
Nah.
And not marry.
No. Just
friends. Moving along.
Yeah, POY.
Of the whole Calvin thing, or no?
Is it to make Calvin jealous?
I know, it's not even about Calvin.
Smash POY. Actually, that's a W for
POY.
That's a win for POY.
Yeah.
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 And automatically, you would marry
MC Cut.
MC Cut.
Oh,
Cutter, Cutter.
Marry him.
Man.
She's blushing,
She's
guys.
She's blushing.
I'm not.
Yes,
I'm not.
See, that she's you're already in the process of getting married. Maybe we're on to something.
No comment.
If we caught some wind of something, yeah.
What if a dude is a monya shina?
What if a dude is already in here?
Is it you?
Not me.
Because the last time we got to go. Okay, never mind. Let's move on.
Now you're hearing me out.
Yeah.
Fine. So on. Just window interview in doubt. I was Brian Willis.
But I like your cap.
Yeah.
I like your cap. Well, which cap? Oh, the Tisungoda Zajo cap.
Let me take a. Okay, anyway.
DJ Tower! DJ Tower!
What moves you? DJ Towers, man. Anyway. I'm sure you heard the rules as well. So your names are number one. We have Melissa Moyo, aka Size Six.
Size Six. X. And this is.
I don't know.
Give him all the names.
Oh, okay. There's her. Then there's Pokelo, and then there is Arifa. AKA Riri.
Interview.
Interview. These are the last three women left on the planet.
Who would you smash, marry, or friendzone? Size Six or Arifa and Pokelo.
For Arifa, friendzone.
Friendzone. Why? You've had her in a lot of videos.
That's gonna be cool because now he's left with Smash or Mary.
like for Arifa, honey, names are politics, you understand? You understand? But I think I'm gonna crush now. I cannot teach you.
There's somebody else you tapped.
It's not about that. But you know that if Kat cannot stand, Agadana nagana Kat agadana that chick. Inform me. I didn't have to go to as a sister.
Thank you for that addition, man. I just realized the entire mistake.
Why?
Pokelo was not supposed to be on that list. Oh, but anyway, you'd smash. But okay, Melissa Size 6, Arifa, and Tasha Apple.
Whew.
But we know you'd smash Pokelo. But anyway,
that's
no problem.
That's
a bonus.
You understand? That's a bonus. But for Tasha Apple, I'll smash.
Okay. Why?
Because I don't know what you're
talking about. Tiara? You say what?
I can speak that. I know that I'm not going to get tea. I can't get tea. Okay. Oh, so, but sorry, but for Tasha Ape, I think and the nigga crash, but shout out. But I think the nigga crash. So okay. But so smash.
Okay.
But for size 6, Mary. Yeah, Mary.
Wife material?
Are you wife material? So I give her to you. Nigga, what is it? I don't know it. I don't think that's in the same thing as she.
Okay.
I don't think that's it.
And then the last one, Arifa.
Arifa. Understand that friend zone.
Ouch. Okay.
It's not Arifa Ganaga, but this is like personal reason.
Mm.
Like for me, Maruza and you know, like on Makuzuru and like you know what DJ Towers, like,
yeah.
My principles are. Can I face? Because this is like right now.
Yeah.
If I know your chick.
Yeah.
And even soft.
You better not.
Yeah. you know your chick, like your chick, and if I know you soft, maybe better one this one.
But then again, just to kind of jump out of the whole, on just to touch on my principles.
You see, my principles. Like
what do you want? Date someone your friend has dated.
Yeah.
What about when it comes to taking sides? Okay, would you befriend an enemy of your brother or your friend? My principles, Zanozo, how do you align them in that situation?
Come again, context? As soon as we
see that. Like, can I your brother or your friend an enemy? But then, like you said, maybe you might see.
That's true. Like, I can take an example, like, Shingi used to like to be full star.
Yes.
But for me,
example.
It's a good example. But for me, Pandai sangana stana we used to. Not even for real, like I was a biggest fan of stana like when I was in school.
Okay.
Losing they do mtezira like matrikira it with, but I was so proud like. Kuti right now aku kwanisa kuti noza chinja ndakafarira chandakaudza kuti how can stand up kuti anoda kukusaina means you are huge and I was so proud of that kuti vanhu vakanyatsa kundudza kanzi that means you are doing well kuti understand hangu saina nasina deal.
Okay.
But I don't know what I think I got too much sauce.
So my principal trick
I for me, yeah. But for me, like, okay. Punishment is okay. If cat can a tiara, panamuno are beef and I like. If for example, like tiara taroti kiki anga shandena, but if kiki right now can I change the sign or can I drag? I would do something with kiki. What are you going to do? What plate?
Okay.
From that, that walk me around the bonnet. You understand? Saka. It's all about fame, bruh.
Machines with a gun.
I see it.
And anyway, our producers just pacing up and down, touching mouses and everything. So
watching the air like a mace video.
We sadly have to end our interview.
It was very interesting.
It's very eye-opening. No characters were slandered in the production of this one.
That is not true. We knew Calvin. We now know Calvin offered dick to Tiara.
He
has to say something. I mean, I hope you got proof, because I think Calvin's going to come out swinging.
Anybody.
Anyway, we have to end
but
it.
Yeah, just tell the people where they can find you online.
Okay, but for me, yeah, it's my time to shine. But shout out to you guys. Wewe. I must stay in that energy deeper because I mean, but shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
My child is shine. I'm not going to shine. But now, starting with Ongo Askana, I'm not going to shine. You understand? I don't. But for me, I'm so proud because right now, Kat, I got like a platform yangu ndende ku UK right now. Uzati I was muzari mvanzi so mvanzi shop. Atasiana nimbiru atembo yendo, you understand? Right now down to top fans. Indeed, I'm so proud of Kat kuti even achindiona right now ana kuchinja the way atengo taura kuti pano mwana kuti nda kufonda right now but I change, you understand?
Yeah.
But can I'm talking about DJ Towers, ga? I mazwano zwangu ndikuta kunge puto ino pizza and sikubatika zvokumhanya. You understand? But go to my Instagram, Snapchat, unongoti DJ Towers 263. Chedara ndakapiwa na Godfather on card. DJ Towers 263. Mukango type saizvozvo. And DM face we are anongoti mandiona kusviba matikura. Yes, but shout out like Serious Records crew. Tiara mana chimbomunzwai.
Yeah. I know we'll be monitoring from now on.
Ngoma dzanadzo ka. I don't want to lie to you.
Pama
ruya LP ruya.
All right.
And I don't want to lie to you. Inini I got and the new one on TV.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure Tiara jams beside you.
Oh,
nice. And the one on TV, I'm so proud of you. Laptop.
Okay. So Tiara, where can we find you on social media?
Instagram, Tiara Baluti, Twitter, the same thing, Facebook, the same name.
Okay, all so right. It's Tiara Baluti on all platforms.
Yes.
You but guys.
If you want like collaborations or what? I got my manager.
Who's your manager?
Freelance. CUT.
CUT.
Yeah.
Who's your boyfriend?
No way.
No comment.
CUT.
Nah. Oh, no.
Speculating. Just speculating.
You know, man, I'm zumba do funzo tam singu gano.
What are one would you nae? So,
apati. I'm thinking I'm seeing with serious issue.
Wataura kuti unaya nokuda kusviba kwako nezimi nokuperoro wataura.
And you can follow us just to kind of round off. I'm just producer, man. You can catch us on Instagram at Keep It Real Fridays. The same on Facebook, and then the Twitter is at Keep It Real
Fra
FRI.
We ran out of letters.
And I am social. Your social architect.
Yeah, good one. No for Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
At SELETINE on all social media platforms.
This was Keep It Real Friday.
And now, Capital 263.